What a way to open it.
Every game ever is on PC.
Like every time, we got a popper. Anyway, this is Lounge episode number 31. I'm Raider.
I'm Breaky Views.
I'm Grim.
And today we're just going to talk about random things, mostly about PlayStation and some Star Wars, hopefully. But let's kick it off with the price drop. Anyone excited to get one after a $50 drop?
I've been excited to get one for a while. Come on.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get one since it debuted.
Okay, so then the price has no difference.
Wait, what was your first choice in the consoles that came out?
I thought I would get the PS4 first.
What I made sure that that didn't happen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but Raider, did you... box dropped me.
Damn.
Boom.
Sony blocked.
Well, technically, that was the second console. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're the only one I know that has a Wii U.
Second person now. Thanks for forgetting me.
You have a Wii U?
Yes. I told you that already. That's why I told you about the controller.
But it's not here, though, so it's non-existent.
What? You had a Wii U when?
Like a month now?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little bit after when I got the Wii U, then like a month later I got the 3DS, which I returned.
It's funny you mentioned that. I forgot I had the Wii U as well.
It's a very forgettable console.
Yeah.
You forget it was made. I was like, what the fuck is this thing?
You'll have it. It'll be on your TV stand and getting dust. Yeah, and then new game comes out. It's pretty cool. Oh my God. You wait 10 months for another game.
That's true.
You see a new game come on TV. It's like, man, I wish I had a Wii U. You look over. It's like, what the fuck?
And just a few inches below your TV screen is a Wii U.
I do have one.
Sobbing.
But yeah, price drop.
So for you, you always wanted one. For you, you always wanted one. And for me, I told Grim that if the price dropped in the US, then yes, I would get one.
Nah. You said you were just going to get everything.
Well, I was going to get every
console. Before it came out, you said you were going to get all the consoles
yes,
anyways.
Yes, but I did tell you that if the price dropped, because remember watching the Japanese version of the Sony conference that happened like early this month or late last month, something like that.
Tokyo Game Show?
No. It was an independent Sony conference. The Tokyo Game Show was later that week.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about.
They did a price drop for Japan at the time, and I said, well, they dropped it down to that price, and yeah, I'll get one like right away.
How much do you think an Xbox One costs right now in Japan?
$60?
Yeah, right?
$80? I don't know. They can't sell those things over there.
No, but it's still, because it had to import it, the price. The price will be higher than that over here.
How about Brazil? Right? Brazil is fucked with prices.
Oh, shit. Yeah, fuck Brazil.
It's like, what, $800?
Yeah.
Like 900 almost?
Something like that, yeah.
No, I don't know.
It's way higher than that. Import fees are stupid.
Yeah. Let's do a quick
search. I'll look it up right now, but...
In the meantime.
Meantime, let's talk.
You should have kept the second Uncharted monitor on.
Yeah,
so you can all see it.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, don't be selfish.
I want to see what's on the... Oh, we have a new setup, by the way. The There's a desk here. There's a coffee table over there.
We got new stuff.
Yeah, it'd be great if we had like a photo to show this off because describing it sucks.
Yeah. We got new things. Yeah.
You guys can't really appreciate how this all looks.
You will when I figure shit out.
Oh, anyway, yeah. We're going to go on YouTube.
We'll post a photo of this somehow.
Eventually.
Oh, look at that. It's
on the Twitter. On the Twitter.
New York?
On the MySpace.
What was I looking up again?
Oh, yeah, get rid of Facebook.
For the,
import fees.
Yes. Did we even forget?
No, Xbox.
Damn, dude.
One
price
Brazil.
In Brazil, yeah.
Price in Brazil.
In Pakistan.
No one cares about Pakistan.
There you go.
Twice as
much. Wow.
Yeah, that's not twice as much.
2,000?
Never mind, okay.
No, it's 2,000 for the PS4, 1,016 for the Xbox One.
Oh, damn, all right.
That's not even better, though.
Jesus.
Well, if you think about it, one's coming from Japan, one's coming from America, so there is a... I guess
there's more of a
justification.
There could be more of a demand just for PS4, anyways.
That too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another topic on their list you got here. What the fuck's exclusives or whatever?
Yeah, that's all I was talking about. Uncharted 4 was.
Oh, look at we can even see the fucking list now too. What the hell? What's going on right now?
We like, can all technology. See stuff now.
Technology's going on.
Everyone knows what's going on. Hey.
Uncharted 4, March 18th.
Delayed. Oh. What was it delayed?
It was delayed to next year. It was supposed to come out this year.
No, but when was it delayed?
A
few months back?
Yeah, a few months back it was delayed.
Was it around E3?
Probably. I forgot when it happened, but I know that a lot of people got mad. But it was mainly about, I don't know if you guys all saw the conference, right? Yeah, because you got excited off of it. And I don't know how you felt about it, but I think you're positive.
You liked it, right? The PS4 what? Conference?
During E3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was the best one.
Yeah, see?
Okay, so then that's why Sony fanboys. Anyway.
Dude, before we go on.
Fanboy. Sorry, guys. Objectively, it was better. Sorry.
Yeah.
Xbox One.
I didn't think it was too exciting.
Oh, what?
Well, of course you didn't like the games that come out, but whatever.
I know. I like the one that's going to top on the list, the Horizon Zero Dawn. That was pretty badass.
That was awesome.
But you didn't ever play Final Fantasy or Shenmue, or you didn't care about The Last Guardian or something
like that. All that stuff, like, because... Okay, there's nothing here new. That's nothing's exciting.
It was nice.
Where we talked about what was new and like fucking sequels and shit.
We'll go back. I mean, we were discussing it, I think, at length already. But anyway. PS4 one.
Yeah. But before we go further, did you see recently that, I forgot who the fucked up the writers were,
everyone,
that they said they played Uncharted 4 demo?
No, I didn't read anything about it.
And
but
they said, oh, you know, I forgot what they said exactly. It was like, oh, was it like a rehash of like earlier games or something? Not as good as we thought it'd be. And then fucking the devs from Uncharted 2 or the Uncharted
series?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said that was actually Uncharted 2 from the collection. Like, we don't have a playable demo for Uncharted 4 yet.
Fucking genius.
They're like, nice. Oh, okay. And then you apologize so hard after that.
Oh, that makes sense.
But even sent, I mean, on the same note, I remember when they got early hands-on for Last of Us. People were saying, well, it's not too good. You know, the controls are wonky and the gameplay is terrible and the story is not so engaging.
That's just show like hot.
But they played
cakes,
like a small sliver of what the game would ultimately be. So they missed out on, you know, the backstory, what happened at the beginning, and they have no real perspective of what's going on at the time when they're playing it. So it's just like a sample of a sample, really.
Yep. I think judging everything off betas and demos is like one of the worst things you could do right now.
Unless you play Star Wars. But
that was for another cast.
Right, yeah.
Next time. But last time, sometime we did that.
It's just a look at the game, not fucking this is what it could, like this is going to feel like. But that's funny because you bring up now because do you remember Lab Zero? Those are the guys that made Skullgirls, the games to talk about.
I don't remember them, but I only know of them because of you.
And they're coming out with a new game, Big Boy game. And they're going back to the Indiegogo campaigns. They're looking for $1.5 million to fund half of a game called Invisible. And pretty cool game. They're going to go under 505 games. And if they get $1.5 million, they're going to spot the other $1.5 for the whole game is going to cost $3 million.
Cool.
And for Indiegogo and shit like that, you have to have like a prototype just so you know it's not like a fake thing. So they made like a playable prototype. And they gave it to people. It's like, oh, yeah, try it out. And the Indiegogo is not doing so well. Like, there's like, 24 days left, but they're only at 300,000. And that's like 26% of what they need. And they still, I think they're just fucking exhausted all of the people that are going to support them now. And I think it's got something to do with the prototype because they did so much for it and there's like a lot to go. It's not even alpha yet. But the problem was that people are going to judge what it is just off that. It's not an alpha game. It's
a sample, a playable.
It's just a little tiny little thing. And
it's
people,
barely what, like a blueprint.
Yeah, it's just, it took 3 months to make it. And already, I imagine people are going to play it and say, well, this is it. It's like, what the fuck?
Fucking weirdos.
It's like that's like the worst thing
it's
ever.
It's barely code put together.
It's not even a fucking, like, it's not even a game. This isn't even alpha. It's pre-trash. This isn't a problem that's like, this is, it's been around for a while. But now people are like going to the point where it's like they're basing the whole game off of one little thing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, I don't like how it became that you either make a sequel or you sign yourself up with a company that believes in you, and that's it. That's all the big games are. The rest of them just like, you know, indies fighting each other on Kickstarters and fundmes.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think of any other than the Xbox, like not the arcade. They had their own separate
indie?
Was that
Xbox
what?
Indie?
Xbox Indie.
Oh,
ID,
I know
Xbox.
What you're talking about.
Yeah,
the best friends always make fucking videos of that thing.
Yeah, there's
and
a whole
like
list of indie games on that.
You know, there
that's
are
the
some,
time I would hear
there are some
about
games
it.
That like make you mash a button, and then if
like Jump Kick?
I don't remember what game that was.
But you just jump and you just kick, that's it?
Oh, that's Dive Kick.
Dive Kick, is that what it's called? Okay.
But
close enough.
It's there's like games on there that make you like mash buttons. That's like part of the game. Yeah. And halfway through the demo, it's like press A to buy this game. So fucking tricky.
Assholes. But I guess it's some way to get some money.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, you know, most companies, they see the price of games as being developed, and it's not gonna be like, here's the budget for the game. It's all it's on the projection to make, and they don't really match up most of the time.
Yeah, I think we talked about that.
Yeah, it's a lot like with movie studios. They got to make sure that they're going to make a profit off of it. Because I think we talked about Shenmue, how they're going to a Kickstarter to get funding. And then once they get the goal they want, Sony's going to put all the money into it.
That's what we talked about.
Yeah.
How actual like devs that have no money to put into the games are pissed off. Because people that work on AAA titles are asking for a little bit of money. But that's what I said, like, Indivisible actually costs $3 million to make, but they're only asking for $1.5 million. Yep. But then, like, to fund, like, what's that game that, well, I don't even think you know him. His name's, like, Ego or something like that. He's the guy that worked on Castlevania titles. He was making his own game. It wasn't even, like, $1 million, I think. He's asking for, like, just this really small amount of money, I guess, just to, like, get some interest or something. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, give some money out of it. But he's going to fund the rest of that shit.
Makes sense. On his own.
I don't even think you have to complete the fucking funding.
I'm doing this so whether or not
it's,
you want
it. It's an unrealistic goal for like actual indie devs.
Wasn't that the thing for Shenmue 3 though?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Sony wants to fund half of it after the crowd funds a good amount of it.
How's it doing so far? Did they already pass it?
Dude, yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
Hours.
Yeah, it already passed
it. It was done in hours. They saw that thing. It's like it's,
it's all shit. I guess we gotta
during E3... Right, there was like, that's when they announced, it just went live. And then I was like, it's done.
Done.
Like, there you go, we got it. Yeah.
We got our money. Well, yay.
Did you know about the original Shenmues?
No,
about how expensive they fucking were to make?
No.
I think I told you, right?
No, we talked about it in the last one.
Well, the second one had the actor, right? The Jean. He's in The Professional.
Oh. Ah, fuck.
But I can't imagine that would be very cheap to get an actual Hollywood actor to play in your game.
Or I love that guy.
In your game, He's awesome. Pretty cool.
Professional is awesome. But I told you that story, right? About how to make a profit off Shenmue.
Yeah.
To make a profit.
It's with the guy in... Yeah, there you go.
Batman.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Jean Reno. Yeah. The bad guy from Mission Impossible.
It's Gary Oldman.
He's still Natalie Portman. Anyway, back to what we're talking about.
Yeah. So Shenmue was so expensive to make in the Dreamcast days that the only way they were going to make a profit was that if everyone who owned a Dreamcast bought Shenmue twice. So I can, you know, kind of understand why Shenmue would need this much money.
Yeah.
So one exception, that's it. Fun game, though. I played it.
I haven't.
It's like QuickTime events, sort of. Not really.
Don't people hate that?
What? Well, there's a market for it. People, I love the.
Yeah, it's not absolute one like QuickTime events and everything, but it's not exactly open. Just do whatever the fuck you want either.
I always got a war.
It's like action RPG, I guess. Maybe. No, that's a stretch.
Okay, yeah, I guess you know what you mean. Only like when you're fighting the
bosses.
Yeah.
Also, Until Dawn. That shit's all fucking
QuickTime events. That one.
I saw a video of that. That looks fucking like, whoa. I thought. Heavy rain was bad, or, you know, demanding.
Yeah, but that was visually nice.
Heavy rain?
Yeah.
Heavy rain was bad. Dude, the fucking... Because it was a European game, I think. The voice acting in that shit? Fucking atrocious.
Which one? Terrible.
Heavy rain?
Yeah.
And then, what came after Heavy Rain?
The Noir? Where they did the actual face capture? And like, oh my God.
That was intense.
That looks so real. That is fantastic. But that game, yeah, it also...
Didn't go anywhere.
Didn't
not that aware of.
It made money, but not enough to, like...
Entice another one.
Wow, that was very ambitious of the game.
I did like seeing L.A. in the old times, though. Before the smog.
Where you could actually see it? And after that was... wait, no. Well, I was going to bring up... what is that game that had Ellen Page in it?
Oh.
But it wasn't Ellen Page. It was a knockoff of Ellen Page. It wasn't Beyond Two Souls. It was the one before that.
Last of Us?
No.
Ellie?
Actually, maybe it was Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, that's the one with her.
That's the one with her, right?
Yeah.
And then that guy, I keep forgetting his fucking name. David?
William Dafoe.
No. Not the actor. The guy who made that game.
Oh, David Gay? I think it's... Fuck, what's his name?
I'm so glad we had this fucking monitor now.
All right, what are you looking up?
The creator of it.
Yeah.
The writer?
David
the
Cage? Is that really?
Cage, there it is.
Okay, so Apparently, that motherfucker has an album of Ellen Page when she was a kid.
Oh, fuck.
Showed him a bunch of fucking pictures of her shit. And I guess she inspired the whole game. This whole game right here. Because before, The Last of Us had her model, right? It looked like Ellen Page, but it wasn't the voice actor or anything.
Yeah.
And Beyond Two Souls was just straight up like fucking, oh, here's Ellen Page.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, that game. Where it had the likeness of her, and there was like a nude scene.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when she's taking a shower and shit.
Yeah.
And then creepy-ass motherfuckers found out how to move the camera. Well, even though she wasn't naked in it, she still felt uncomfortable that it was off-screen, like, possible.
Well, that's just like every Sims game. You can remove that blurry stuff and watch them either use
it. But they're not mo-capped or anything.
I don't know. It's still weird.
It's got her face in it, though. It's like straight up her face.
Yeah, well.
And then before all that, it started with Indigo Prophecy, where fucking furniture attacked you.
Furniture attacked? Cool.
Oh, let's look at the list. Oh, my God. Fucking dinosaurs. So,
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, I'm surprised they made that game, because that looks pretty cool. That's a very, like...
Well, it's a new game. It's not a fucking sequel or anything.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, it's a new IP, isn't it? Yeah.
And then everyone was like, yeah, when's a fucking Final Fantasy VII remake? It's like, did you see that fucking dinosaur go down? Holy shit.
That shit was intense, man.
It's a robot dinosaur.
Look, on the website.
Website boost.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, little graphics. It's pretty neat. That was cute. Anyways, yeah, what's this game called?
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yep.
Hell of a title of a name.
Yeah, it's not really...
I wouldn't.
What is that?
Yeah, I wouldn't read the title and know what I'm playing.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon. I'm sure they'll
explain it in the game.
Hopefully.
I feel like the title explains itself, but I'm not getting it.
Horizons, nothing to do with zeros, and there might be a dawn.
That's gonna come eventually.
You might see the dawn.
Horizon. But
it's all during the day. There's never a dawn.
We saw this revealed at E3. It's which is really cool. Which is another point that Sony had the best one. They showed playable demos there.
Of what?
Even that this game? Yeah, they had more playable demos than anyone else, I think.
Wow.
Probably.
And this was one of them. Fucking, I don't even know what the hell. There was like a little bit of intro to it, and all of a sudden they start playing it. There was like a little woman running around, and she's talking to herself like a freak. And she takes out this baby robot dinosaur. She's like, I'm sorry, little one. We can't have you warning people. She like stabs it in the neck. I was like, what happened? What's going on here?
Fuck your shit. That's what's going on here.
Was this the same trailer?
I
think it was, because we saw this and I was like, what is this? It could go anywhere.
This looks weird.
I thought it was a new Assassin's Creed for a second. Or not Assassin's Creed.
There we go. So it's like primitive future. It's weird.
It looks like, what's that woman from?
This looks like Game of Thrones at this point.
No, it's the future after we had like a...
Look at that shit. What the fuck? What are those?
Those are
fucking compies. She reminds me of... What's that redheaded woman from the Disney movie that shoots arrows?
Brave? Meredith?
Yeah.
Meredith?
Shit. Meredith?
Bad Pixar movie?
Yeah, no one really wants to acknowledge that one.
Really? I thought it did good.
Oh, well, it probably did because it's Pixar, but...
It did.
Because of feminism, so. Dude. Feminists.
But, I know, but Cars Inside is horrible, awesome. But it did amazing.
Inside Out was awesome.
Yeah, Inside Out was cool.
I just saw it.
Look, she's going to kill the baby dinosaur right here.
Excellent.
She's like, we can't have you warning them, little one.
Yeah, for those who haven't seen it, you can go to the Sony website and look at the... E3 gameplay trailer they have. Looks pretty badass.
Look at that. Oh, yeah, right in the fucking butt. She stabbed it with... I don't even know what the fuck... Oh, look at that. It's a harpoon.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, for a futuristic environment, that the clothes and the gun look pretty shoddy.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like a futuristic past. It's weird.
No.
But they do
a little brief explanation that it's... That humanity's reached its zenith. And then the robots, the technology has taken over.
Okay.
So they started killing humans because they have, it's like Ultron.
Do you think that's some kind of like a shot at how we replace the dinosaurs? And as AI replaces us, the dinosaurs are coming back.
Like, these guys were cool. What the hell?
Even robots are like, man, dinosaurs kick ass. Hey, guys, guess what we're doing? Come back as a giant T-Rex.
What's that? Jurassic World's the highest grossing movie of 2015?
Yeah.
It's a great time to make dinosaur games.
Dinosaurs are coming back. Maybe.
We'll see. Let's see. Next
I saw it too the other day for the first time. That was...
Jurassic World?
Yeah.
Badass,
right? It had the dumbest but coolest premise.
Yeah.
Fucking Raptor Squad.
Yeah, we saw the trailers. Like the guy in a motorcycle teaming in with the raptors.
They
and shit.
Got Sky Lord taking care of raptors.
Hell yeah!
I was like, well, okay. This might be an interesting movie. I still haven't seen it yet, though.
Good movie.
I saw Turtles.
Wait, is it Skylar or Star-Lord?
Star-Lord.
Star-Lord. I said Skylord.
That's whatever you want to call him. Because even in the movie, like...
Parks and Rec guy.
That guy, yeah. All right. For Grimm, Street Fighter exclusive beta.
Yay!
Yeah, how do you get that?
You just pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
Even for the Sony one?
Yeah, I just pre-ordered.
Okay, well, for those who have PlayStation, you guys get it
today.
Today, yeah, actually today, which is
second part
the 21st, Wednesday.
Beta. Today is Back to the Future Day.
Also, that day.
I think they would recognize that day more than if we just told them. So, yeah.
But have you got a chance to play the beta, like the one that came out before?
No.
So are you excited for this weekend when it comes out for PC?
Very. Also because I think it's for any console. That if you launch the beta, you get Halloween costumes for Street Fighter 4.
No, nice.
Well, I think it's only...
badass.
But wouldn't it only be PC or PS4?
Yes. That's right. You're not going to get an Xbox.
No, it's not with any console.
Wow, that's fucked up then.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You don't get shit for that.
Huh. Interesting.
Right. Confused? How about you? Does that Street Fighter get you excited? Does it
you guys aren't really big
absolutely
on...
Absolutely not. No.
Yeah, you guys aren't big fighting games guys.
Yeah, not it's really. Nice to hear some voice about it. It's like whispers in the background.
No.
This is our fighting game savior. We've needed this game for years now. And because it's so beginner friendly, we are hoping that a bunch of people start getting into it.
Yeah, I got the pre-order for it, so hopefully this weekend I'll be playing it, and we'll see how it feels, because I'm not a much of a fighting game enthusiast. Only game I play
it's
with
not
my
a fighter, he's a lover.
It's it's fighting games, I think, are the number one hardest game to get into and to play. Because it's direct competitive with someone else. Like, yeah, you can play against AI, but after a while, it's like, I want to start beating people's asses online. That can get kind of hurt.
And then you have the Xbox incident where someone goes over the house and shoots you.
It's like if you're playing Magic for the first time. Like, just imagine like that. There's a lot of
There's
things you got to
so
learn.
Much shit going on. Even now, we have so much experience. We're still fucked up on the rules.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's like, ah, just
remember
fuck
when
it,
we used to play, like, the card game that's just ourselves? Every other like play we'd look online,
we'd have to
what
research
goes first.
Yes, like okay, what
yeah, does this instant pass that flash? And this is before
I never had,
that. I fuck it. I
never had.
I lose.
I never learned how to play fucking Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh either.
We never. Yeah,
Yu-Gi-Oh. Yes, Pokemon. I started awesome. To get to it because they have an iPad version for free. You can actually play against actual
Did they
people.
Stop Pokemon Go?
No, it hasn't launched.
Okay, because I heard that they were stopping it because. Reasons.
I don't know. I know they bought out a company to help them with it. I don't know why they would help them close it.
I think that's the hardest games are one that are 1v1.
Probably.
Like, if you got a team, then your team can pick up your slack or you pick up the team slack.
Yeah, but when your team sucks ass, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, 48 and Lowe's. Halo?
Fucking 45.
40, yeah, 45.
Oh, yeah,
no,
that's just like what happened when I said
48.
With,
yeah, it's 48 total, but I had 45 kills.
Yeah, that's what I was like saying in Battlefront. Remember when I went like fucking 38 and 5 and we still fucking lost?
Yeah. Do you guys play Smite? Everyone
negative? I haven't. I played the tutorial, and honestly, it took too long for me.
Wait, played what?
Smite. He
Smite.
He doesn't have a console.
I don't deal with MOBAs.
I didn't think I liked it because I didn't know what a MOBA was. And I played the tutorial, like, well, it's kind of tricky to learn all these, you know, things going on at the same time. And
I think it's like a baby MOBA, isn't it? It's
yeah.
pretty easy to get into.
Yeah, it is.
I saw it and I was like, oh, it's just...
It could be fun. It's just, I thought the tutorial was a little more than it needed
I think,
to be.
Actually, when I asked that question, like, a while back, I was like, what's harder to learn, fighting games or MOBAs? I think MOBAs might have actually beaten out fighting games because you're working with the team.
Yeah,
no, but
much.
I'm saying
and
that
everyone has their own role in it.
About yeah, they're supposed to have their own role, but then you have people who don't know how to play the game, and then everyone will pick
and
a
and then people
mage,
get so mad at us, and we're like,
and then
like
we handle the fans, and they wonder why they lost.
Yep.
When did you see some? You said you were listening to people talk on Gears of War, and that guy that was like level one, one of your teammates was like, "Fuck, now we got this fucking noob and shit or whatever."
Were you there?
What?
We're no, I don't remember. I was playing online. And I think this is when the beta was out for Gear, so I don't think I was playing with you. We were playing a couple of matches. My team was losing. Then I got my microphone on, and I started communicating with our teammates. We started winning. But one like that after that first match, the guy lost. He got so fucking pissed off. And then a level one pops in. And then he says, oh, fuck, you know, we got this level one here. God damn it. He's like, I just bought the game. That's my first time playing online. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, dude.
You just said you're sorry. Remember when we got, like, they sent us a message saying, telling us to leave.
Oh, to get out? Yeah, it was funny because for you, like, get out with the capitals. And for me, like, can you please leave?
Yeah, I was like, well, whatever.
They got mad at you.
Like, damn, motherfuckers don't want to let people play anymore. But because it was a... it's a 4v4 game. It's still tiny. I guess, like, there's still more communication than it would be if it was, like, Battlefield or Call of Duty.
Jeez. Oh, yeah.
You, otherwise, you wouldn't get a fucking message telling you get the fuck out of a game. It's like, what the fuck?
No, but that's why I kind of like there was the groups in the Battlefront. Battlefield.
Yeah.
But in Battlefront, squads. It's two. Which is interesting.
I still don't know if that's exactly a thing, because I swear to God, I had another partner, too. But I don't know.
No, it's always two people. Two persons.
We'll see. Like, when the game comes out, we'll have it. But for now, in the beta, it was just partners, basically. One-on-one.
Which doesn't really allow that much room for
team play.
Strategy.
Yeah.
But, eh.
I mean, if you talk on Skype anyway, it doesn't really matter. You can have as many people as you want. Squad doesn't
matter.
We're
always going to be on Skype anyways. I'm not going to get touch with the game.
The only advantage would be is that you have spawn points. That's about it.
Yeah.
But speaking about Star Wars... Graham, you had a question? No? Okay.
What was that question?
Start at the bottom.
Right at the bottom.
Oh, there it is.
So, I don't know if you guys all play the game. I'm not talking to the listeners, not the... You guys played it for sure.
Yeah, and this is two, confused talking.
Part one, right?
I played
both. You played both?
Kochar?
Yes.
Yes.
I played them both. I played all of them.
Yeah, that game came out, what, early Xbox, so 2001? No. 2004, I think.
Speaking of which, before we go on, they actually had an update for KOTOR
recently. So you can have, like, higher definition or something like that?
I don't know what the fuck it was. I think it added more, like, shit to it, which was so cool. But I haven't played it yet.
No.
You download the game.
This one.
But yes, I have played them. I love those games.
Original 3. Then you can get on Android as of last year.
Wow. Well, they're still doing shit with it, so, you know, it's kind of interesting.
BioWare. Wow.
Yep. And then Aspire for...
Great games.
Everything else?
Until Mass Effect 3. No, but I was just saying that for those of you that have not played the game, it is... Was it full RPG or was it RPG light?
Huh.
That I don't know.
I would... No...
Fuck.
All I know
it had
custom,
all the mechanics.
All those custom lightsabers are awesome.
Yeah. Well, does it say right there or anything?
It just says RPG.
Because
it's not an action RPG. But it wasn't like a fucking turn-based thing either.
No.
It was turn-based. It wasn't turn-based because...
you know what? It's more like World of Warcraft. You'd push something, it does its action, you have to wait for it to reload and do it again.
Yeah, cooldown. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I remember.
So it would be... RPG then. Not light, but RPG.
Anyway.
So that game, in its own right, like that's probably the first Star Wars game I played. I think so. I mean, I barely
touched Battlefront come out before that?
You never played Jedi Outcast or...
No.
Did you guys have Nintendo 64? No.
I did not.
Oh, you didn't play Shadows of the Empire? Fuck.
Nope.
That's a good game.
Wait, didn't we play Rogue Squadron at our cousin's house? He had a 64?
Yeah, but it was like, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Just a flying game? Doesn't count. It was just a fighter.
It was just a flying, That's all you're doing. You're flying around, missing objectives and getting killed.
Okay, so this one came out after that. Okay, so then that might have been our first experience
with
Star Wars and video games.
And I think that, we did play Dark Cloud prior. No.
Did
it? Dark Cloud?
Yeah.
I think so. 2001? 2002? Yeah, 2000.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we probably played 2001. Yeah, it was way early. Still fun, though.
Yeah. The point I was trying to make was that, I mean, Dark Cloud was like, it was a good RPG, but it was a nice way to get into that genre. But KOTOR was, like, amazing. Like, I was hanging on to every piece of dialogue and all that decision stuff. I chose the light side, of course.
Really?
I think so.
No, you chose a dark side.
I was dark side?
Yes, you were dark
side.
Never mind that I was a dark side. Kill everything I see.
Yeah, that I remember.
I felt like it was easier to play the game on the dark side.
It always is. You just
it's
kill
like you get more money, you kill these people instantly.
You get more experience?
Yeah.
You get better powers?
Yeah, what the fuck? When the new game comes out, they better balance it. If it ever comes out, I hope
that,
it does.
Yeah, 13? That was the question. Do you think they're going to release a Knights of the Republic
again?
Yeah, because
they got the Battlefront, they got the movies.
But 13 got canceled. Just to let you know.
I know it's canceled, okay. But they can revive it later as another game? Or
I don't think so. Everything from LucasArts and the video game thing went to trash when Disney said, you know
The
what?
Reason why they had such trouble with it was because the Clone Wars are still going on. And they needed to talk to...
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that, huh?
They needed to talk to... They needed to talk to George Lucas to see what they could reveal or what was actually going on so they can coincide with the story.
And then you said someone and someone were friends? Even though there's just like
I've been saying that story, but it's like a fucking third-party story. So I don't know if there's any like fucking genuine thing to it, but I can assume that George Lucas is not going... He does not know every little bit
of his
that was
story.
Going inside in the universe.
Yeah.
But the story that I heard was that... He picked up like this figurine of Darth Talon and one of Darth Maul. They looked the same, but he brought them together and he said, "Look, they're friends." The problem was Darth Maul was the Clone War era, and Darth Talon was way after fucking the original movie. So these people were like 1,000 years apart, and so they just like we're not gonna get a straight answer. So we gotta fucking scrap this idea.
Yeah, but then after that, you know, Disney bought it out, and they're like, all right, screw everything that's on the outside. Only
some of it.
Some of the inside, like the Clone Wars, I think the animated series is
Clone Wars, because they continued on with
the movies, obviously.
Here's the one big thing that absolutely does tie some of the old stuff with the new stuff. And I don't know if you've ever seen the Clone Wars CGI cartoon thing.
No. I just, what's for me?
It's good. I like it. Raider, you didn't see it either, right?
No, I saw it in episode because it was on Netflix. That's it.
Darth Vader had a Padawan.
Wasn't that the whole story with Star Wars Unleashed? Force Unleashed? Yeah.
No, not that one.
I know, but wasn't that the whole premise? Like, he had someone under him?
Was that the story? I can't. God, that game was so fucking terrible. Well,
had the cool effects and some cool.
Okay, let me rephrase it then. Okay. Anakin had a Padawan.
Okay.
Okay, then yeah, no, that's different.
And this Padawan is so goddamn fucking popular that I think the biggest thing that's going on right now in Star Wars, aside from the movie, is to figure out what the fuck Darth Vader does with the Padawan, because we just found out the Padawan survived. So I think everyone's looking forward to see if they actually fight each other. But it was funny because earlier today, actually, I was watching this interview and the guy just straight up said, nah, he would fucking wreck her shit. Like, she would not survive.
Is Hamill in the new movie?
Mark, yeah. I don't know how much because he's not on the poster.
Huh. Right? Were you the one that asked me if...
Yeah, who's behind the mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the red lightsaber was like, nah, I think that's old Hamill's son. But no, they had a photo released of Mark Hamill. It was like Skywalker, and I think the Jedi robes all tied up and shit.
Tied up?
Well, he's in the robes.
Okay, he's in the robes tied up.
You
he's
tied bound. Up robes or whatever. Job of the Hutt. And then everyone saw the fucking thing. They're like, yeah,
Princess Leia's outfit.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, that's I fine. Saw her in a trailer. Like, that's pretty cool. It's Han and Leia, and
yeah, that makes
black guy and new girl,
right? Did you hear that Mark Hamill almost died? Because he almost fell off the side of a mountain. But then someone caught him.
Sounds all right.
It's like, Jesus.
Soul was smashed. Harrison Ford was smashed.
Yeah, he crashed. He got smashed. Fucking. That guy's durable. Holy shit.
He's going and going. Wait a minute.
That's Energizer.
I hope they live, man. Jeez. All this shit happening to those fucking actors.
I'm not sure how true he walks up straight. Did you see him in the...
He got smashed by a moon.
No, did you see the actor... During the Star Wars celebration?
No.
He needed assistance to walk into the stage and shit. I'm wondering like how the fuck he filmed the whole time.
Was that the same?
Yeah.
Really?
The tall guy, old Chewie, he's back.
The same actor?
Yeah.
I think I heard that.
It doesn't make sense, but yeah, he's back. Well, they could have gotten anyone else.
No, they need the original cast, otherwise people are going to be Superman.
Advancements and They could have just made it CGI, you know, China Talking Factory.
I know, but the problem with that is a lot of people complained about it with the original, well, with the episode 1, 2, and 3. Too much reliance on CGI, so now a lot of practical effects are in the
So they give it to J.J. Abrams, the guy known for
lens
more
flares.
Practical effects. Okay.
Star Wars Episode 7, Lens Flares.
Lens Flare. The Lens Flare is straight back.
So who's going to see it, like, first week?
Fuck,
no.
No way. I'm drowning in
Star Wars
fucking
fan,
latex smell and hair. And,
oh, my God.
I'm not
like
that
going to a con. All the people cosplaying, poking you with the fucking plastic lightsabers.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'll go maybe during the week when no one wants to actually go to theaters.
Maybe matinee. In the morning when all those nerds are, like, in their basement sleeping. That's when I'll go.
There you go. Matinee.
I don't know. Star Wars people might actually be straight up in there still.
Sleeping.
They might be like sleeping inside the theaters.
Underneath the chairs.
They're not even leaving the
chair. Yet.
Can you imagine that? Fucking people staying in the same theater for the next showing?
Oh, I didn't imagine. I believe it. Well, not that, but I do. There is like the...
Dude, I'm surprised if someone like hides on a trash can for the next showing.
What?
Just paid $10.
Yeah, in like in most theaters, you
there's
have
that bin
like,
before the outside.
Yeah, as you exit the theater itself and go towards like the main corridor, you'll find that the trash can on the side you can just dump all your trash to save those poor souls that have to clean the restroom. The theater
clean the restroom.
That too, they clean everything. What are they just like the last people hang out in the theater and they just hop in the little trash can?
What the fuck?
Because those doors just. You know, open it with a trash bag inside and just hang out there until the next show.
What kind of R2-D2 shit is that? Never heard of that before.
Of course you haven't. Star Wars movie in, like, what, 12 years?
Oh, my God.
No, 10
five.
Years.
Yeah,
10 years.
The trash can shakes like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
So what do you guys think about this? I think it was that one.
What?
This guy.
What the fuck? Oh, a little...
That doesn't work. That doesn't, yeah, how? Magnets?
That's the fucking question, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I just remember that I told
saw
you can
it
win one
in the trailer as I was rolling.
Yeah,
and it bothered me because I hadn't seen any.
And it's an actual thing.
Yeah, that's
it's an
actual thing.
Real thing.
This is the BB-8 we're looking at, by the way.
BB-8 droid. Yeah,
BB-8 droid.
It's a sucker ball that has that little thing on it.
Yeah,
it
the
like
droid.
Calls ass.
It was that and R2-D2. They're not actual physical robots.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty neat.
See, I don't want fucking AI. I just want robots like that. Who knows what the fuck that thing does? It looks awesome, though.
It's adorable.
It rolls in the desert
moves.
Super fast.
Is it magnets? Is it? Because there's no...
Oh, look at that. Gyroscopes.
There we go.
What?
There's a base.
Magnetic
head
yeah.
rollers.
Yeah. So basically...
It had to be magnetic.
Oh, that actually makes a lot of
rails.
Sense.
Yeah. So the bottom piece here. We're looking at a picture. Bottom piece is what guides it around so it actually spins the ball. And this little part in the middle here, you can see.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's a bit that holds the head up.
That makes a lot of sense. Except if instead of wheels, they could just put like fucking
And this
balls.
Isn't explained by Star Wars. These are fans, right? Trying to figure out.
No, possible. I think this is explained off the toy that they made.
Oh.
Well, it says possible up top.
Yeah, well, that too.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, God, we're going to get sued.
But yeah, they also made this toy right here, which pretty much runs the same way.
Star Wars Mario crossover. It sounds like a thing that's already happened.
Wait, hold on.
Dun, 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 dun.